next item is Arthur G. Backus, 4 lots and 30-foot right-of-way on Route 30.
This is a request to create 4 lots and a 30-foot right-of-way. Commission reviewed this request on July 18th of this year. Action was deferred. The proposed lot would be 0.90, 0.80, 1.1, and 1.69 acres. The owner proposes to create a right-of-way over an existing driveway. Our ordinance references all lots would be served by a minimum street or right-of-way easement width of 50 feet. It appears that the owner could make the right-of-way work as a 50-foot easement, and that would not impact the structures located on the site. You could approve it as submitted or require an application for a major subdivision. And if you do approve it as, well, if you approve it as submitted, it'd be a 30-foot right-of-way.
24 feet.
By any chance, are you Mr. Backus?
Yes.
Would you come up here and chat with us for a minute, please?
I apologize if I didn't present this thing as it should be, but I didn't know how else to do it. I'm Arthur Backus.
Okay. Here again, we're dealing with partial survey. Who did the survey?
Don Miller.
Miller? Mr. Miller advised you of what the normal procedure is for a 50-foot right-of-way, and
yes.
And how come you didn't heed his recommendation or our ordinance and present us with a 30-foot right-of-way when we don't do that normally? I'm just kind of curious.
Well, I was asking for consideration on that. It's a pretty narrow thing to start with,
mm-hmm.
and I wanted to leave this to members of my family.
Right.
And not make a subdivision out of it.
Yeah.
Just have a driveway that they'd have access to it without question.
Well, I appreciate the family connection and I understand that. The situation is that once a subdivision is done, it's done. And it may not always be your family members there. In fact, your family member may die, may get divorced, may whatever, and who knows who's going to end up living there. So the fact that we're sympathetic to the idea and appreciate what you're trying to do for them, but taking the longer view, I'm just not sure that necessarily serves the greater interest.
As I said to you when I was before you before,
mm-hmm.
if I must give a 50-foot right-of-way there to comply, I'll do that. But it'll just be from each one of them.
The other problem we have is that typically we only do 3 lots without a public hearing, not 4. And I don't know that we have ever deviated from that, have we?
Lot 4 should actually be considered residual land. We've done it both ways.
Yeah, okay.
But wouldn't the 50-foot deal encroach on the house on lot 2?
It comes right up to it.
If he makes it
24.6 foot.
If he makes it a 50-foot easement, there would be
4.5,
it looks like, on lot 2 and 4.2 feet on the proposed lot 3.
Is that legal?
We had one a while back.
You
have to get a variance from
there.
If it's labeled as an easement, Vince said it could go right up to the easement line. And that was a question I raised. The last time they did something like that.
So the trick would be calling it an easement.
Yeah.
I don't need that much as a driveway ever.
Well, nobody
but,
does.
But yeah. For an easement, yeah. if it's a must, then...
Sure. And I believe that if it's an easement, nothing else can be put in that area.
So I understand
it's not
that.
Like anybody could do anything in that space.
I understand
cross
that.
It. Is that a fair statement? Well, I'm tired of Mr. Perlmutter answers everything. I have to ask Shane, I guess.
Come on, ask Vince.
It's not so clear cut. I mean, you can't
really.
Yeah, easements can. There are easements all over the place where you're allowed to do all kinds of things. If they're depending on what they're reserved for.
I knew you would know the answer to that.
Okay, well, that kind of goes that argument. But well, I'm only one of four or five, rather. Guys, what do you think? Whatever. I mean, it's not that. It's just I'm more concerned if we start granting easements that are less than what everybody's brother's going to be in here wanting the same thing for whatever reason.
But didn't Mr. Wells say a 50-foot easement could be done?
Yeah, it could be done.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, and you can approve it with a 50-foot.
You can do it as a
concept. We can do it as a concept.
And I would put the drive now as I need it.
And all you need to do is bring the drawing back with showing the 50 instead of the 30, and you're all right. Well, I understand about the residual lands. I know we've done that before. That's nothing.
You could do it as a concept, and we wouldn't stamp the plan if it's not a 50-foot easement.
And I also think, because a drawing's got to come back with the right language on it.
Unless you want to see it again.
No, I don't really want to see it again. we have a lot of faith in the staff and the integrity of Mr. Backus. So we're not concerned that he's not going to do the right thing.
If you could grant this, you'd sure make a little preacher happy.
So we were not requesting four lots, we were requesting three lots.
What has to happen is the sketches come back, what is now labeled lot four needs to say residual lands, and they need the 50-foot right of way. But 50-foot easement. I don't see any reason to ask him to come back. Just let Shane here, the office, handle it.
I have a question, man.
Yes, sir.
Would that easement have to go all the way back to the end of the line, or just go back to that back lot?
Go back to the back lot, just like it does now. Instead of 30 feet, it would be 50 feet.
Yeah.
But it'll stop, just still stop where it stops now.
Yeah, okay.
You're fine with that. That's all right with me.
So would he, just for his sake, his plan should show that 50-foot easement, and that is residual limit.
Exactly. You can hand that to him.
Just to you, sir. This is what you'll need to
get to Mr. Miller.
You'll have to take that to your surveyor.
Yes.
And what is now listed?
He said you might not grant that up 30-foot.
He'll know what to do. He was right.
What he's going to have to do is provide a new surveyor diagram for you showing that last piece as residual land, that in lot number four.
Okay.
See how that was written? Yeah. Instead of showing a 30-foot right away, he's going to have to show a 50-foot easement.
Okay. You're coaching Mr. Dunn.
This way,
if his land gets cut off of this, he's only going to hear it.
Yes.
If he has any questions, he can call Mr. Abbott. But go ahead.
So we're approving this as a concept?
If that's your motion, it's been suggested that you could approve it as a concept subject to staff receiving the revised drawing.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Chairman, concerning Arthur G. Backus' request for three lots and residual land?
Yeah.
My motion is for approval as a concept with a stipulation that the easement be shown to be 50 feet wide and that any further subdivision of the property will require an application for major subdivision, and that the final will be subject to the staff receiving the revised plan.
Right.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve three lots on a 50-foot right-of-way on Route 30 for Arthur G. Backus with the final, as a concept, with the final approval by the staff subject to receipt of a revised drawing reflecting the same. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.